Okay, we're up to Kumlan Ablat Gemara. We're up to the Zayin of all of the Mishnah. Okay, Misha Nigmar Dinoi. Okay, the Bezdin have concluded that he is guilty. Uvorach, and he fled. Ubolifnei Oise Bezdin. And he came back before the very same Bezdin. And he wants the Bezdin to review his case. Ein Saisin as Dinoi. Once Bezdin Paskin, they don't review the case. We already had in Morris and Hedren that if you find a schus in the guy, then they have to listen to the case and so on. And, you know, only there's a schus, now there's a chayv. But here we're talking about, I have no schusim. But because I ran away and I'm coming back, maybe it's like a new case. And you can review it again, we don't. Actually, people are in the Foshim Master. Komokim shi yamdu shnayim. Anywhere that two people stand, that we are testifying, that we saw that this person was found guilty in this and this bezin, and you have to nominate the names of the edim in order these two edim can be found liars. Then we will kill that person. We're not going to review the case because once it was included and they said that the bezin included, we kill the person. Sanhedrin is Sanhedrin also belongs to Sanhedrin. Is conducted in Eretz Yisrael and the Chutz La'aretz. Once they got smich in Eretz Yisrael, they can be in Bavel anywhere. They can also continue doing dinin and mitzvahs and all that. Sanhedrin ahayreg is the famous mishnah. If a Sanhedrin ends up killing somebody, echad b'shvua, once one person every shmita, nikras very called chavalnis. They're very trigger happy. Rabbi Leza ben Azayu aimer echad l'shim shana. That they cause harm. Rabbi Leza ben Azayu says if once in 70 years. Okay, Rab Tarfon, Rab Akiva, I mean, Ilu Hayinu B'Sefuim Nesanhedrin, even though they lived with Zman Habayis, but the last 40 years, they lived before the Bezdin shut down, Leinereg Adam Elam. Nobody would have been killed. Would have found ways and means not to kill anybody. Rab Shimon Gamlil, I mean, if so, you think that's a good thing? Af Hein Marbin Shev Chidom in Yisrael. They are going to encourage people to be criminals because they know there will be no punishment. If you relax the punishments, people then take advantage.
The fact is that there was so much.
I'm sure Rabbi Ratzchanim, they shut it down 40 years before. Rashi, he's a bezin, he's found guilty. He's mashman from the Mishnah, but if another bezin could review the case. Ain't saisin lachzen. Listen, after you already went to one bezin and you were found guilty,
yes.
Yeah, then you go to another bezin. Sounds like mission you could. That's what it sounds. We'll see. Ain soisi in lachz of elisa litn. You kind of have them review your case. Ula yiske. Maybe this time they'll find us chus. Ilo hayino beyamim shesan hadn't done in the fashion. The days when Sanhedrin used to still rule in the fashion. Like neerik ba adam. Nobody would have been killed. Kifashik mora shebotku es aedim bedava. They used to interrogate the aedim and ask them questions. Shlo yadul lahashi. They knew they can never respond to. After, and Abshim Gamil says, "Imoya Oisim Kain, how you marbin shev chidamim that have increased the numbers of murderers la'yiru mebezin. They don't fear bezin anymore." Gemara, it says in Pirkei Avos, "Il mala mara ish chayim ish as a chaver reayu chayim ish chaver chayim below." There's no fear of government; then everybody's gonna swallow each other up. Says the Gemara, "Lifnei Oisay bezin who the ain soisin." It sounds like the same bezin you cannot. Ask them to review a case. Halifnei bezin achas soisin. But if you go to another court, they can review the case. Hatani sefer. Look at the sefer of the Mishnah. Kol mokum sheyamdu shneim. If two people come in and say that he was found guilty in the court, we'll kill him. We don't review the case, but we're a different bezin. Why aren't we reviewing the case? The yomer they say me eden on a jeplaini. We're testifying about this person shenig mardine bebezin plaini that he was found guilty in that particular bezin. Plaini you plaini edom. The following words of witnesses. I raise a net. He gets killed. What's going on here? It sounds like no court can review another court's ruling. Amar Abaye says Abaye like Kasha. It's not a problem. It depends if you're in Israel and Kan b'chutz la'aretz. Depends in b'chutz la'aretz. What does that mean? So the Gutanya, Linda Brai says follows. Rabbi Yehuda ben Dostoyim and Mishra Rabbi Shimon Shetach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Dostoyim says, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, Borach mi eretz l'chutz la'aretz. We fled from one court in Eretz Yisrael. You have to flee, otherwise the court would have killed you on the same day. So you fled after the sentence. To Chutz La'aretz, Ein Saisin Es Dinai, a Bezin Chutz La'aretz cannot review a Bezin Eretz Yisrael. Why not? So the Ritva explains, because a non Shlichusayu Avdinam, that the Bezin Chutz La'aretz are Shlich and the Bezin Eretz Yisrael. So it's the same Bezin, it's not a separate Bezin. Mechutz La'aretz, Le'aretz, or Chutz La'aretz Eretz Yisrael, Saisin Es Dinai, but for Chutz La'aretz Yisrael, you could review the Din. Mipnei Zechush La'aretz Yisrael, because it's Chutz La'aretz Yisrael. Okay, so in other words, you go to Eretz Yisrael, you can go to another Din Torah because maybe ask them to review a case because it's Chus of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe in that merit that you're now in Eretz Yisrael, the Bezin will find some kind of a Chus to be able to, you know, let you off and find you innocent.
It's a high standard.
Nothing to do with the Bezin. It's to do with you. I am now in Eretz Yisrael. I have a Chus for being in Eretz Yisrael. Nothing to do with the Bezin. The Rambam Paskins. If the same Bezin that was in Chutz La'aretz now is in Eretz Yisrael, then they cannot review the case. It's only if it's a different Bezin. So it's my Chutz. Look at Rashi. There's Chutz Eretz Yisrael. Ulai toyo limtzer lepesach shel Chutz. Maybe they'll find him an opening of Chutz. Because of your Chutz that you're there. Says more about this. And how do you know that in that Chutz La'aretz Rambam learned v'hoyeilochem lechukas mishpos deresechem should be the deresechem forever? How do you learn from the Chutz La'aretz as well? Because the main word is missing. B'chol moshvei sechem, wherever you live. Before you already asked the deresechem, why don't we say that the zman hazeh also you have Sanhedrin? L'madnu the Sanhedrin shenehegis ba'aretz u'b'chutz La'aretz, wherever you are, as long as the Sanhedrin is functioning lishchol agozis, Sanhedrin also functions Chutz La'aretz. Im came matam aloim b'sherecha. So why does it say shayftim v'shayti d'lucha b'chol sherecha in your gate? It's not like when it's Israel. It's all over the world. B'sherecha atam moishe b'tadin. My answer is very simple. In that Israel, you should place b'tadin b'chol pelech pelech in every single region. U'v'chol yivayir. Within every region, many cities. Every city should have its own bezin. U'v'chutz la'aretz atam moishe b'chol pelech pelech. Chutz la'aretz you should have in every single city. Every region. You don't have in every single city. So chutz la'aretz you have to have. Which pasuk?
Yeah, the one about that you can have the bezin without
it. It says the chol moshe seichem. It says the chol moshe seichem. The pasuk says so. Clear. The Rambam omits this. The din of chutz la'aretz you have to have in every city, and all the mafarshim talk about what's going on in Feishe Gemara, and some say have a different girsa. And all kinds of problems. So the mitzvah to have a bezin in every single Jewish city.
Why is it a plach and not an ear?
Plach is a big county, and the ear, every big palach might have a state. We might have 10 cities. So in Chutz La'aretz, you don't have them in every city. You have one, you know, one algum, one general one. Okay. Rashi, matam l'mishalecho, shev shev yilcha. That's right, yeah. Atameshiv, a province, you know, the province. Atameshiv, Atachayv, Lahoshiv, Bechapel, Pelech is Hafrachia. Pelech is a big area. Sanhedrin, Ahiregis, for Sanhedrin kills 177 years, or once, Rabbi Lazai says 170 years. Iboilu, what did Rabbi Lazai ben Azai say? Did he say, Achaz, Lashim, Mishon, if you kill 170 years, Nichel, Chavalan, you kill a bezin of murderers? Or Dilma, Oirech, Aruhu? Or he's saying, 170 years, that's common. That's one of the Limshat Nimor's question. Another Limshat is he's saying that once in 70 years but is a terrible thing, but if you do once in 71 years, that's all right. Or Oydechad, that's how people talk. What do you mean that's how people talk? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you remember in the Mishnah, he says, Harei ani kiven shim shana. He likes talking about in numbers of 70 years. So he used 70 years as an example, but really he means ever. Because I never killed anybody. Teiku, we remain with the question. Rabbi Kiva, ilo yinu. Hey, Chihavi Avdi, what did they do? How did they get the people off? Rabbi Yechir, Rabbi Lozama Tavayu, they would ask the Edim, oh, tell me. Okay, you saw Reuven kill Shimon. Re'isim Terefa Harag Shalem Harag. The Shimon who died, the victim, was he a healthy person or was he a dying person? Because if he was going to die within 12 months, if he's a Terefa, then this murder killed a dead man. And therefore you don't kill him. So what kind of person was he, the one that was the victim? And obviously the Edim don't know. Omar Avashi, Yim Tim Tzolayman, he went further. Even if you're going to tell me, Shalom Havi, look like a healthy human being, Dilma B'makam Sayif Nekav Havi, maybe punct where they punctured him with his dagger, he already had a puncture, a hole in his heart or something, and therefore, he was a dead man. He was a dead man walking. Or B'boyil Ezeerva, when it comes to B'boyil Ezeerva, they would ask, Heichi Havi Avdi, how was it? Abai Rabban Tavayu, the Eastern Kimib Chayb Shafetis, when you take that brush and you go into this little tube, that you have the paint and you put the brush into the tube to get a hold of the paint. Did they see the mamash having relations? Which definitely they didn't. So therefore, there's no edus here. Nu Rabbanan, who didn't follow Rabbi Akiva, they used to kill people. How did they do forever? How you ever have witnesses forever? Hechi dainu kishmul, dama shmul, the menafim. When you see lovers, mishiyiru kimenafim. They behave like what lovers do in the bedroom, then that's enough edus to kill them off. So Rabbi Akiva used to, let's do Rashi. Rashi Reisem, sorry, Im Timtzelim Shalom Hode Sheyemru Bedaknu Lachem Mitzasa. We checked him out after we killed him. Mikosh Moynase Treifus. Did you check him out from all 18? We're learning Marchulna 18 different kinds of treifus that a person cannot live more than 12 months. Did you check it all out? Oh, this is what I'm looking for in Talmud, but they don't talk about it. The Ritva says over here that according to Rashi, Rashi takes him out literally. They would ask him, "Did you make an autopsy? Did you check the internal organs?" And says that the Ritva, I don't like Rashi Pshat because it says a pasuk v'ahav to l'reacha k'moichi, and I'll be menabel somebody, and I'll make an autopsy. But Rashi clearly says you do. That means, so the Mefarshim said, according to Rashi, Rashi would hold that even though v'ahav to l'reacha k'moichi, and I'll make an autopsy, but if you want to do it to determine whether this person, the Ritzeach, the accused, is actually a murderer or not, when you have a good cause to do it, you're allowed to. You're trying to get the Ritzeach off. But the Ritva holds, even so, Ritva argues, he says, you cannot make an autopsy, which means he holds, even to get the Ritzeach off, you're not allowed to. So that's what I'm looking for a time, we'll see if any of the Acharenim who talk about autopsies bring this sugi up. I couldn't find anybody. He would have had them. They would have had it if he had it. So, however, in Rashi Gufi, you can learn totally different than the Ritva learns. In Rashi Gufi, you can learn, it's exactly what Akiva is saying. Since you're not allowed to make an autopsy, so therefore, you can never kill anybody. That's exactly the point. Not that did you make an autopsy and you should have and you didn't, therefore, you know, they're free. Since you should make an autopsy and you didn't because you're not allowed to, because you have to rechek amaycha, so how can you ever kill anybody? And it's exactly what Akiva is saying, that you can't kill anybody. About what? And what did they say? Anyway. So interesting how a little sugi over here is such an important sugi in halacha. Yeah, I didn't have a chance to look at the Paschim if they even address the sugi here, because this, we have a similar Gemara in Chulin as well. And Daf Yeral, we're learning the whole sugi there about Raiv. How do you know Raiv? The Gemara says, because since you'll kill a murderer, how do you know that the victim was a healthy person? We'll go after Raiv. And we don't open the body, dissect the body, because of, what do you call it? Because it's menavel. It's not a good thing to menavel a body. Dissect the body. Second part of Rashi, when it comes, it says anything? Okay. Rashi, the Isim, Kibbechobe Shoferes, Rashi, Bein Eidim, Mestaklin Bekach, and it's not nice, so nobody will look. Shoferes is a conachol, like a little tube. You put in the paint to paint your eyes, and the mikhoil, that is a little splinter or a little like a toothpick. A little cotton swab at the end, and you take out the paint with it. And that's so in other words, that you see the actual relation. If they behave like two lovers, they lie next to each other, and they behave like they're having tashmish. Let's look at the last tesis on this perek. Interesting tesis. So tesis says this only deals with murderers and people who are immoral. What about chilul Shabbos? How did Akiva get people of chilul Shabbos? People of chilul Shabbos. Let's get skila. What do they do there? All we have is two ruses, what they use, pretext, of how to get people off from murder or from committing...
The approach that you have in the Beis Midrash tries to find the schools.
No.
Is that whole approach is based on the murder or any capital?
It says here, any bezin, in our bed, we never kill anybody. So what does that mean? Anybody. Yet the Gemara only focuses on Misa and Neof. What happened to everything else? Tesis. Somebody who is avoid zara, also chay misa or mechal shabbos. My equal member, what would they say then? The hasan lemetzil lemiv today. These exemptions wouldn't work. But here come. So how can we make this bold statement? Loi hoya adam neder. Nobody ever would have been killed. Yes, they would, if they were mechal shabbos. Answer to two answers. Shleimim mekamakim karma shapir. They still can say loi hoya adam neder. Mishud leish chiche kulahai. Kim beretzech varoyes. Do you know what was most rife? Most rampant was murder and immoral. Because Chilul Shabbos, even the guy in Mechal Shabbos, if two Eidim came along and said to him, if you're going to continue with this, you're going to die, they won't continue. Why would they be stupid to continue? When it comes to murder, they're in a frenzy. They're angry. And then, you know, this guy, whatever he did there, I'm going to kill him. So therefore, I don't care what you say, I'm going to still do it. And it comes to Nia, if you have such a strong taiva, we learn in Tzitzis like everyone is an oinus, they have no choice. So again, but when it comes to Chil Shabbos or Avodah Zarah, if you can be threatened to be killed, so you wait 5 minutes. So it doesn't happen in front of a bezel. That's what one pshat tesis. So that's why the only thing people get killed for was these two things. In fact, the Gemara Saiti there says, "Mesherabu haroitzchim, mesherabu hanayafim," which means these were the two most common things that bezin killed for. Another answer to this, the ikal meima reisim shemechal ein a treifa. Do you know the person who's mechal Shabbos? Maybe he himself also was a treifa. And what's wrong with that? If the person was a treifa and the edim turned out to be liars, he won't kill the edim because they try to kill a dead man. And Eidus Shi'at Yochel Azim is not valid Eidus. The Imhu Treifa, if he's a Treifa, Im Kain, Im Tazimun Lo Yechayov Misa. The Eidim will be Chay Misa, Meshun the Motzel Meim, Gavra Ktila, Bin Lamita, we try to kill a dead man. Vahavala Eidus Shi'at Yochel Azim. So first you're going to ask, so by murder also, why do you talk about the victim? What about the murderer himself? Why don't you say, do you know the murderer himself is not a Treifa? At least let's wait 12 months and see if he lives. Or, only the treifas. There's a machlekes poskim. If it's not one of the 18 treifas, what's it in? Do we say that there's no guarantees he'll die? Maybe he'll live. Just because the doctor said he'll die, maybe he'll live. And the treifas, even the doctor say that he'll live. Taylor says that halachically we consider him dead. Doesn't matter if he will live or won't live. We'll talk about that more in Masechta Chulin. Hadn Allah today.
So that works for any.
Yeah, but we'll just talk about the victim. We'll talk about the person who's, by Chil Shabbos, talk about the Ritzach, but the other ones talk about the victim. All the Mephoshim talk about as well, why Tzitzis only answers Chil Shabbos? Why doesn't he say the same thing about the Zodah? He asked Avodah Zarah Chil Shabbos, and he said, the guy is Mechal, was he Treifa? No, so why don't you say the same thing about the guy Avodah Zarah? Maybe you could, but maybe, obviously not, because other Tzitzis would have put both in. And then they want to know, why not? Why can't you use the same logic Avodah Zarah? But for some reason or another, by Avodah Zarah, even if the guy is a treifa, we're still going to kill him. And what is the answer by Avodah Zarah? There's an answer. And why doesn't give even a simple answer? The whole Gemara. The Edim themselves, maybe they're treifa. How do you know these Edim are treifa? Are we going to make an autopsy on them while they're still alive to see whether all their vital organs are functioning, which is after that? So it's from here they bring it out, the Tesis holds that if the Edim are treifa, they still get killed. They're still validating. You can't really kill them because they're dead people. Doesn't matter. They're still validating. Because in theory, they could get killed. There's a side issue for the Aiden. When this whole thing is about a dead man walking is only regarding the perpetrator of the crime or the criminal, not regarding the Aiden themselves. Next page. Quick introduction, next page. We're now learning about Ari Miklit. There's different kinds of a perder. If a person kills by mistake, b'shegig, he runs to Ari. Point of what? Of what? Of what? No, right. What do you mean was the point? Everybody behaves. People didn't murder. They behaved. Everyone's well behaved. They're saying in theory, but they weren't. That's why the Eibishter made sure. That's why they stopped the Bez and Sanhedrin 40 years before, because they didn't want people like Rabbi Kiva and all these goody goodies and left wingers to run the court system, because it would be a useless court system. Clearly, right here. That's exactly right. He says, right, he would never kill any murderer. That's exactly what the left wingers do. Well, you have to worry about the criminal. We can't worry about the victims.
That apply also. So he might have allowed women to kill anyone.
It never happened. Never.
Inside the criminal was the.
Obviously, there's no court cases. It just never happened. Yeah. Yeah. So then, okay, if you kill somebody b'shegig, you run to Ari Miklit, and while you're in Ari Miklit, nobody can harm you. If somebody comes in to harm you, they get killed. But at the moment you step out of the miklat, there's a mitzvah that the goyel adam, the next of kin, either is allowed to or is a mitzvah to kill you. If you're a kotev l'mezid, or if you're amazed but there's no witnesses, no warning, then the din is you still run to Ari Miklit and Bezin will take you out and determine what it is. And if you're amazed, the Ari Miklit is not going to protect you. So the goyel adam can kill you or the mitzvah kill you, whether you're inside Ari Miklit, whether you're outside Ari Miklit. And kotev l'mezid also. If you're a kotel amazed, we don't, Ari Miklit does not protect you, and the goyel adam can kill you inside the Ari Miklit or outside the Ari Miklit. And then you have a thing called kotel la'inus, which means it's an accident, it's not even a shagig. And an accident, no one's allowed to touch you, no one's allowed to kill you, you don't need to go to Ari Miklit. So that's the mission, we can try to work out what's what. But he can't give you missa, so there's no chiyuv. We can't give you missa. No hasra.
If you're amazed, no. If you're amazed, you have a swing around to Ari Miklit.
Bezdin will take you and kill you.
Right, okay.
No good like
that. And so what's the Kol Amazid? What happens in Kol Amazid?
Even Amazid, if there's no Hasra.
Right.
So then what happens? The Goel Adam kills you. Or Kol Amazid, the same thing. So now the Gemara is trying to work out different things. We're going to have machlekes and certain things are considered oinus, and at the same time others think they're Kol Amazid. So,
can he only be killed if he were Aiden?
No.
The Goel Adam can only kill if
he
were Aiden.
If the Goel Adam himself saw, or if he knows, somehow he knows. Elu hey na goyli, and the following end up in Golas. Ha'hoidig nefesh b'shgogi, killed somebody by mistake. And we're going to learn that Golas, there's two kinds of mistakes. There's a mistake that's slightly negligent, and there's a mistake that's totally not your fault. If it's totally not your fault, that's an oinus, and you don't go to Golas, no one's allowed to touch you. If it's slightly negligent, so we're going to say this, when you're going downwards on the ladder, downwards, you should have been more careful. So if you fall, you're slightly negligent. If you're going upwards, you don't have to be as careful because you're going the other direction. If you fall, it's an accident. So you had a plane and you were flattening out the cement on the roof and you're taking it out and in. If it's going out, it fell out of your hand and it landed on the person, that's a shaking because it was going down. You should be more careful. You were lower in the barrel of and it fell on a person. You're slightly negligent. Barakta killed him. He ate it, but saw you stepping down a ladder of enoughful olav and you fell on top of somebody. Barakta had a girl. All these ago gullus. You're drawing it to yourself. Vinoflo fell down. That's an accident. Barakta. You're lifting the barrel. Vinifsika chevel and it tore. Vinoflo olav. Barakta killed him. Rashi. Before we go to the page, Magabagolim, Tochin, Hoyagagas, same, but they used to cement and pave their roof. Agagas, Loyim, Shipoyin, they were not on a slope, Abla Tit. So, how do you get the water to collect the water to go off your roof? The Tit, Meshafin, Maat, you take the cement and you make it a bit on a slope, Kadeshi, Azova, Mine, the water should run down. But Tochin, Oise, Bechatichas, Eitz, Ova, you use this flat plane of piece of wood, the Chalok and smooth, the Bob, they had a handle, the Deichwil, the Tzada, Shipo, and you press down the side that you want to be thinner, so it should be slope. The chayz of the moishchala, then you bring it back to you. The chayz of the, you press it down again. The hatit machameres and machlik, it smooths out the cement and it gets smoother. But the chifasay, and while you're pushing it down, koyreu ma'agil. When you're pushing it down, it's called a ma'agil. And when you're pulling it back to yourself, koyreu, we call it a moishch. The shema eight, and the name of this particular instrument is called a ma'agila. Hay mishalshul chavis min a guy you're lowering it. Hay yaded. Going down the ladder of a nafal minasul, fell down from the ladder of a hardy, but Gufa is a chavari, killed him with his body, go either go to Golas. The Cholhani that he didn't know, they're all going down, the Gabi Golas that he didn't know, we need going down to the father's walking motor, but he fell down. Abalay Moshech bin Ishbat, Magil, but Yadim, not fell down, he had put back to the Mishnah on the other side page, he's walking up a ladder of a nafal, he fell down. All of on this person who killed him, but he's ain't a goyle. All these cases, you don't go to Golas. There, Klal, this is the rule. Kol shebederech if he does say goyle, if it's on the way down, you go to Golas. Ushaloi bederech if it's not on the way down, ain't no goyle, you don't go to Golas. Says the Gemara. No, it means you're very guilty, and he can kill you anywhere he wants. Yeah, you're negligent. Okay, if you're going up, if you're going up means that you're an accident. You're.
Someone's actually going to see what action you're doing.
Yeah, 100%. Exactly. 100%. If you kill somebody by accident, it's an accident. But if you don't help the person out, then we hold you liable, as we see the court cases here. Gemara. Shmuel says, how you know this distinction between Yirid and Aliyah? Shmuel says, I'm Makra. It says in Pasik, if you hit somebody without seeing that person, and it says, by Yapel Olav, he fell on him, by Yomus, and he died. And you didn't hate the person, you didn't want to harm the person, so it says, Yapel, Anchi Yipel Devil, until you fell down. Talk about what we learned, Bishgoga, it says in Pasik, you killed him, Bishgoga, you killed somebody by mistake. What do you mean by mistake? Pratel made it on purpose. Obviously, you don't go to exile. You don't go to the Miklat. The Goyle Adam, the next king, kill you wherever you are. Bivli das, without any knowledge. It says that, because many times the Tater talks about this particular case, and every time we add another detail. He says that a Rotech runs over there and he lives over there. He killed somebody, he killed his friend, Bivli das, without being aware. And he never hated him. Bivli das, Pratel miskaven. Unless he had intention. Now, miskaven and Mazer are not the same thing. Mazer means you want to kill this person. Miskaven means I knew my act. I had intention to do this act, but I didn't want to kill this person. But the act I did, I had intention. We'll see later what that means. So let's go through this. First of all, Mezib, Pshita, of course, if you kill somebody Mezib, of course you don't go to Golos. Bak Tolu, he should be killed. Amarav, you know what Mezib means? Eima Prat Lo Eima Mutter. Mezib means that you knew, you wanted to kill the guy, but you were convinced it's a mitzvah to kill the guy. The guy's a Mechal Shabbat, the guy's a Russia. It's a mitzvah, it's a Masa, whatever it is, not a Masa, but it's a Masa. It's a mitzvah to kill the guy. It's a mitzvah to kill the guy. So it's called Eima Mutter. And Eima Mutter is like a Mezib, because you knew exactly what you're doing. If you think that you're allowed to, then you're an onus, you're an accident. And Rava says, ignorance is no excuse. Ayma Mutta is amazing. And according to Rava, the girl Adam can come and kill you. According to Baye, no one will touch him. On Malay, so Rava disagrees. I say, Ayma Mutta, cut of the mazeru. It's Mama's like amazing. You knew exactly what you're doing. You deliberately did it. Look, you thought you're allowed to. Should have found out you're not allowed to. Ignorance is not an excuse. Rashi, on my Rava, Gassin, like I said, Ella. Ayma Mutta saw what he thought you mutta lot against. So he thought you'll kill the Eid this Eid. But amazing. That was amazing. Honestly, the Heichon could make amazing. Next case in Gemara, it says without any intention. Pratle miskaven, you had intention. Miskaven, if you had intention to kill the guy, pshita, obviously your mikvah is not for you. It's not a safe haven. Bak tolu, you have to get killed. Omar Rav, you know what miskaven means? Miskaven and mazid is not the same thing. Miskaven means I knew what I was doing, but I didn't intend to kill him. Prat le miskaven lahad against the behemoth. I wanted to kill, but what did I want to kill? An animal, which allowed you. Lahad against adam, and you kill the person. That's not a shaygi. You wanted to kill. You killed the person. That's a cut of lemazid. And therefore the girl of Adam come kill you. You should have been very careful. You're killing an animal. You should have made sure there's no people around. You're hunting. Make sure there's no people around. The kusi, you wanted to kill a guy, which you shouldn't, but you do. You don't get killed for it. But harder against you, so I killed the Eve. The nafel, you wanted to kill a nafel, that a baby that was still born or whatever. But harder ben kayam, was not going to make it 30 days. And instead you killed an existing living child. So in all these cases, it's called miskaven because he intended to kill. But it's not amazing because he's not intend to kill that person. So if it's a card of amazing, and for that, Goel Adam can take revenge. Torah about we learn, it says in Pasi, another Pasi where it says, the Ime Pesa, suddenly, no ambush, no premeditation, you push somebody or you threw on him something without any planning. What do you mean suddenly? Prat le keren zavis. The din is you go to Golos if it's suddenly. Right? It's an accident. But the exception is a keren zav is a corner. If it's a corner, then you don't go to Golos. What I mean, I'm coming in one corner, the other guy's coming from another corner, and we meet each other. What actually happened? Look at Rashi's case. Pesa prat le keren zav is Rashi. Loshen pesa hu besamach. Pesa means like suddenly close to each other. Because I mean, the tokiv next to each other. Prat le keren zav is a corner. You're walking down the street, and you turn into the street, to turn right or left. I'm walking with a dagger like this in front of me in my hand. You come right opposite me and you walk right into my dagger and it goes right into your heart, penetrates your heart. You killed him. So the din over there is that you're potter. What's the din exactly? Big machaik is a shayim. Some of the shayim say it's an oinus. Some of the shayim say this is a karol amazing. The way Rashi learned it seems to cover amazing. I'm walking with a knife like this, so I'm not in the way of walking in the street. And even though I didn't know that you were coming, I should have been more careful in the street. So Rashi seems to learn to cover amazing. The Nidjvah learns for kert. It's an oinus. Because talking about, he learns a pshat a little bit different Rashi. He learned that the other person, not the guy holding the dagger, the other person turned the street first and he saw the guy coming and he continued walking. So the guy with the dagger didn't see him till the last second. The guy who was coming towards him did see him first. And therefore, he should have taken precautions. So it's an oinus. Right, then it says, you had no enmity, you had no idea who this person was, you had nothing against him. If you're an enemy, then even though it's an accident, we don't treat it like an accident. We treat it like a mazid, and the girl of Adam can take revenge. But then it says, you pushed him, you shoved him with your body, you shoved him with your body. Oh, the pasuk says, Hishlich, Olav, you threw on him a keli, Olav, Lahavi, to include. So, first of all, Dachim means you have to with your body. And even your body is swinging. And, or you threw on him, so it came downwards. What's this coming to teach you? We're talking about Yapalov coming downwards. That even if I took it down in order to go up, if I want to lift up an axe and cut a tree above, the branch above me, so I have to first put it down. And then lift it up. Or if I want to chop a branch, I put the axe behind me and then I chop it. So first I go down, and then I go up, and then I go down again. So when I go down here in order to go up, I would have thought, hold on 1 second, since the purpose of going down is to go up, it's considered like an aliyah, and we learned before an aliyah is considered an accident, not a shagig. Because you know. The Havi to include a Yerida Letzeirich Aliyah. Yerida Aliyah is already considered, it's considered a Yerida. Even though eventually it turns to Aliyah, right now it's a Yerida. Even though Chassidus we say Yerida Aliyah, the Aliyah already started from the moment you went to Yerida. But in Halacha we say that right now it's a Yerida. You had no ambush. If you intended to actually throw this over here, but you tend to go there and ended up somewhere else. Big machlekes shayim, and therefore, what is it? According to some, it's an oinus. According to some, it's karov lemezid. You wanted to throw. You should have been more careful. Instead of, you know, you had terrible aim, you wanted to hit the tree and it went 10 feet to the left and hit a person in the head. You should have been, some say it's mamash anoinus, some say no, it's karov lemezid. Rashi. Rashi, double good for it, but without any intention. Hobby is early, like you're going to write to the heart of your other, but you want to lift your hand with strength. But God doesn't have an axe in your hand. You lower yourself, you bend down, let's say you want to lift it upwards in front of you. So you bend down, you lower the thing, and then you go whack up. And while you were going down, without even realizing it, harder, you killed somebody. You shouldn't say, it's going for the aliyah. Potter megalas, you should be exempt. This is considered a part of the aliyah. Say no. Then it says, Beloitz D, you had no intention. Loshan Sidu, an angle, Shalin, you didn't have in mind this angle, you wanted another angle. So we say no. So what is called? So therefore we say that it's not considered a shaygig. What is it? The machlek is a shaygig. Back to Rashi doesn't spell out what it is. Rashi back to the mother, it says the pasuk further. Va'asher loy tzada, you had no plans to kill this person. The Eibishter made it happen. Elokim lo yodi. So we say asher loy tzada prat, you had no intention to throw in this particular angle. Intended to throw two and you ended up throwing four, that's not considered a shaygig. So what is it? Again a machlekes. All of these things are shaygig. Is that an oinus? You want to throw very, very, you know, right next to you and it lands much further. Is that an oinus? Totally accident. Or do you say no, that's called amazing, it's negligent, you wanted to throw, you should be more careful. Rashi. You didn't have the mind to throw in that side of Samach Lay next to Melamokim Shazadik, just play three through. Didn't know where the person was there. Prad. So, in other words, you wanted, Shalitzadah means that you wanted to throw where you threw, but you didn't realize the person was there. That's a shaking. Or suddenly a person walked in there. You're shaking and you're chayiv. But, Pratlim is Kabin, Lizak Shtayim is Oregab, but you intended to throw two and ended up four. That's already a different story. And what is the story there? You want to throw four and you ended up eight. Others say the gis and ash should be you want to throw four and ended up two. So in other words, it's not what you intended to do. Over there, when you chayv, I threw it in the land exactly where I intended it to land, but I didn't know there was a person there. That's called a shaykh, you gotta go to Ari Miklut. But if it didn't land where I wanted it to land, what is that? And maybe I knew there was a person in the other place, but I wasn't intending to throw that. I wanted to throw it there. So some say that's Mamash Anayinus. In the first case, in the Taitis case, I wanted to throw where it landed, and it landed where I wanted to throw. The only thing is, a person was there. That's a shaking. Here, it landed where I didn't want it to land. Maybe that's Anayinus. Others say, no, you should have been more careful. You knew there was a person there, you should have been more careful. It's negligence. It's a Karla Mason. Back to Gemara. Then it says in the Pasuk, you met your friend, encountered him in a forest, you were chopping wood. And then my yard is shizlin yizlin mazli. Both have permission to be there. L'chanisham, af kol shizlin yizlin mazli. L'chanisham only with both have permission to be there. Boy, you menei rav avu, amir rabbi yechina. Avu esk vash rabbi yechina. And ha yo'ile besule. What happens? You're walking up a ladder, right? So you're going up, and up is an accident. The nishmet hashliva metachta. But what happens as you're going up, you're pushing down the steps, and one of the rungs came crashing down. So the rung fell down and killed the person. So the person was killed by something going down, but I was going up. Is that considered an aliyah or yirida? Aliyah is an oinus, yirida is a shaygi. The not for hogem out. We look at the person was going up and therefore it should be look at the step is going down, you pushed it down and therefore it should be considered a shaykh, you gotta go to Golas. You're touching now in the concept we learned before. The only way to go upstairs is by pushing down the step. So if we push down the step and the step kept crashing down and hit somebody, you're chayiv. And we learned before, we learned from the pasuk there, you are chayiv. We learned that you chayiv. Think about Aisha. I'll ask a question. This is a rule. If you're going downwards, you go to God. It's a shaykh, you go to Golas. You're going upwards. It doesn't say going upwards. It says if it's not, then going down ain't a goyla. What do you mean, not going down? What's it mean? It's either going up or you're going down. In other words, it means it's a step of the ladder. You're going up, but the step pushes down. That's not like this. You're not going down. You're actually going up. And it's telling you here that's considered a shaykh. I say you don't go to Golis. It's not a show. You don't go to Golis. Lav la suikai gavna, this very case, because it's not really strictly going down, nor is it strictly going up. Tell you more of the time. If you want to be so pedantic, let me ask you a question. It says kosher bederech yiridase. It says if you're on the way down, la suimai. What do you mean kosher bederech yiridase? What's it coming to teach you? El la suyi katsav. It's coming to teach you a case of a butcher. Hachanami la suyi katsav. Come the case of the butcher with the yatke that has the challah knife. What's going on? In the time we learned the challah. Katsav. Shall you make katsav? A butcher. We have four brais. A butcher that was cutting meat. Tanachad. One brais we learned the fun of if it was in front of him. Chayiv. La'achrav, it was when he had the knife behind him, pot. One b'raisel, and Tanya, la'achrav, behind him, he's chayiv, lefond, in front of him, pot. But Tanya, and the third b'raisel, bein lefond, bein la'achrav, in front of him, behind him, is chayiv. But Tanya, the other b'raisel, bein lefond, achrav, or pot. There's a lot of movements in the butcher there. He has the knife. First he goes back like this, he's going down. Then he goes up. Then he goes down. Then he goes up. Then he goes down. He goes up. This is how he goes. So depending which direction he's going, it's chayiv or pater. Remember, up you're always pater, down you're always chayiv. But like, and even though you're the Zizah Chaliyah, we don't care what the ultimate purpose is. Look at the movement right now. Can't be the Zizah Chaliyah going down in front of you, then you're chayiv for that. Vali Shalachim are going, and behind you going up, then is that for behind you, you're pater, in front of you, chayiv. Can't be Aliyah Shalachim, Vidi Shalachim, if you're going up in front of you, you're pater, and Vidi Shalachim going down behind you, you're chayiv. Can't be the lefun lachim going front down in the front and the backs, and then you're a chayiv. Can't be liyah shal lefun lachim going up in both cases, you're a chayiv. It's how you're potter. The Gemara lame b'ketanoi. This question of Rabbi Avu is mechayda machlekes tanoim. His question was: you're walking up a ladder and the step come crashing down. Is that considered going up or going down? Maybe it's a machlekes tanoim. You want to say, but pastures, it's like he's going up, but it's going down. That's Yedidah Zohar Chaliyah. But who said? It says in one braisa, you're walking up a ladder, and the step came crashing down. Tani Chod, in one braisa, we learned Chayiv, you're Chayiv, because that's going down. So in other words, Yedidah Zohar Chaliyah is considered Chayiv, but Tani the Potter. What's going on here? My love, Bahakabi, that is exactly the Machlaikis. Ma'asav Yedidah is going down, and Ma'asav Aliyah is going up. That's the Machlaikis. How do we treat this? Everybody know. Kuli Alma, everyone holds Aliyah is considered going up because you're walking up. If you're walking up, how come one opinion says you're potter? Well, Akashic, Kanlan Zikin Kanlan Golos. When it comes to Golos, you are potter because when you're going up, you're potter. When it comes to the damage you cause, let's say it fell down on a precious vase and it broke it. When it comes to Adam Mu'ud La'ilam Be'nar Be'yashan, and therefore you're Chayyid. That's one way. The Braise talking about two different cases. Ibai same another way of Limshat. Hover hold the gullus. They're both talking about gullus. So what's the machlek is? How come one of them says you are chayi, one says you're potter? But like Kasha, hardy clear that here the step is talking about that the step already was all warming over, was falling apart, and therefore that's negligent. When you went up, you pushed it down, you broke it. It wasn't a weak step at all. It was strong. It wasn't enough worms eating through it, and therefore it's an aliyah, and you are potter. They can tell. You could look at the outside of the step. You can see.
And see the, for instance, with one leg you're testing this rung, and you're pressing with one, and nothing happens.
The board's like this. No. When the step is all rotten, when you're stepping on it, the step sags down. Sagging. So therefore, it's going down. When the step is firm, then there's nothing going down. You're just going up. So if your step is firm, you're going up, that's an aliyah, you're potter. If when you're walking on the step itself is sagging, not that after it fell down. If the step itself is sagging, that's going down. And therefore, you are chayiv.
So if you're going down, because you're going down...
Down for sure, don't talk about it. Yeah, so even the steps are firm.
Not being chayiv.
You are chayiv, you never avoid it, it's impossible.
There's no way you can do a step never. To protect yourself.
Never. Make sure the ladder is firm and you don't fall down. Be careful. I'll make sure there's nobody around. Exactly. No worms. Here the step is tight, taut. So if it doesn't go down, it doesn't sag. And this one here, that it's not taut, it sort of sags the whole time. Mishnah. What happens if nishmat habarzel mikita? You have an axe and you're holding on a handle and the axe itself goes flying out of the handle and goes and hits somebody, kills them. How do we treat that?
The metal leaves the wood.
Yeah. Rebbe ain't a goyla. Rebbe said, you don't go to goylas for that. And the chachamim say, goyla? No, that's a shaggy. What about you chopping wood, and not the wood that you're chopping, but a splinter, went flying, not the wood itself that you're chopping, but another, one of the splinter, after it fell down, the splinter went flying, and it hit the... that person killed him. Rebbe Yomer, that's Shaggy, Goyle. Chachamim ain't a Goyle, you don't go to Golas. So the Gemara, Tanya, Omelem, Rebbe Chachamim, Rebbe Chachamim, look in the Pasuk. The Chi Nemar. Does it say in the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk that if you go out the forest and you start banging over there and you're trying to cut a tree, and then the Pasuk says, V'noshol habazul mina eight. Sounds like V'noshol habazul mina eight means the metal went flying from the wood, which is exactly the first case in the Mishnah. And it says that you, and they killed somebody, you run to one of the cities. That's what it sounds like. That's a chom hold. They take it literally. Says Rebbe, does it say V'noshol habazul mitzoy? Like Neman Elamina, does it say V'noshol habazul mina eight soy from its wood, in other words, from the axe? Elamina eight from the tree. It's that you're knocking the tree and then a splinter went flying from that and hit somebody. Because the basil is causing the tree to go flying. V'oid, another number one. Right, furthermore, so there, I'm right. The act itself is a shoygig. It's an oinus. We're talking about a splinter in the tree. You should be careful. V'oid, nochman, nemad. It says eitz lemato. It says eitz lemato. It says v'nosh lebasil and eitz. But nemad, it says... Eitz lemaila, it says eitz before. It says lich, in the beginning of the pasuk. It says lich, you went out to the forest to cut wood. Ma eitz amul lemaila. We're talking about the tree. What do you come into the forest to cut? What to cut the tree? And eitz over there is referring to the tree. Mina eitz hamizbakeh, the tree you're chopping. Eitz lemata, it means eitz hamizbakeh, from the tree you're chopping, not from the axe. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav. Shnei mikra chadoshu. They both look at the really focusing on the same pasuk. V'noshal habarzel mina eitz. How do we understand the word v'noshal? Rabbi saw yesh aim limasaitis, the way it was given us the words from Moshe Rabbeinu, the way dash and not the way we read it. And therefore we read it, it's a venishal ksiv, that it fell out. The metal itself, it's on the receiving end. It fell out from the axe. Is the nishal habazel min ha'etz, that the basil came flying out of the etz. Venishal habazel min ha'etz. Nishal Bazal and Eitz, we're reading it as if it's saying that the Bazal, the axe, is causing other things to go flying. And Bona said, Yesh Ein Lemikre V'Noshal Karinan, that it itself, the metal of the wood, became the thing that caused the damage. That's the Machlekes. So what are you saying? Rebbe holds you go after Mercedes. And we in Sanhedrin, we had to, but Rebbe, Yesh Ein Lemercedes, Rebbe holds you go after the way it's written, not the way you read it. Read away. We learn in Sanhedrin that Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda ben Royetz and Beshamai and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva Kuzul Yesh Ein Lemikra. They all say you go after the way it's read, not the way it's written. Hainu the Kamal, that's why Rebbe says, first of all, not that I personally agree, but if you hold Yesh Ein Lemercedes, this is what you should say. And furthermore, Eitz Lemayel, Eitz Lemata. Omar, Papa said, Papa, man, the shot, the piece of the dikla. If you throw a piece of wood against a palm tree, but us a tamre, and you hit the dates, but us the tamre, one of the dates go flying the cuttle, and it hits somebody. So you didn't directly hit somebody. It's like you hit the wood of the tree, and the splinter came flying out. According to the Rabbanon, that's not a shogig. That's an oinus. According to Rebbe, that's a shogig go to Golis. Bonu, the machlek is the Rebbe, the Rabbanon. That's actually machlek is. That you hit one thing, and another thing went flying, and it hit somebody. Chatzin nezek sreidus. That's a loch mosh b'sinai. And that's directly. That's directly. The stone hit somebody. That's not what we're talking about here. You hit one thing and that thing hit something else. That's not what the cow. The cow takes a stone, kicks it with his foot, and it kills somebody. That's a loch mosh b'sinai. But I don't do it. Here, it's not the stone that I'm throwing. It's the stone. I threw a stone, hit something, and that something went flying. Yeah, that's not what we're talking about by a cow. That's exactly my chlekes. Nein, I would have thought it's like mamash a second generation kamashulad. This is like kamashulad. It's not because I hit directly the dates and I took a piece of wood and I threw it against, or took a pebble. I threw it against the dates, right? And the date then went flying. We would have thought that's like a second generation. You're potted. That's not a second generation. That's like direct. According to Rebbe, what's the second generation? You're going to shod a piece. You threw a piece of wood, and hit a tree. Where you hit the tree, the ozel grama or michil kafsa. Then the tree went and hit the dates. And hit the place of the dates. So it was two steps away. You hit the tree. The tree then something went flying, hit the dates, and then the dates went flying and hit somebody. That's considered koyach koychay. The cotton killed somebody.